Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the military to carry out powerful strikes in the Gaza Strip, marking a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict. This decision comes after Israel accused Hamas of violating the terms of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire by returning the remains of a hostage who had already been recovered earlier in the war. The Israeli government considers the return of the misidentified remains a clear violation of the ceasefire agreement, which mandates the immediate return of all Israeli hostage remains. Netanyahu's directive follows reports of Hamas firing on Israeli forces in southern Gaza, further straining the fragile truce. The ceasefire, brokered by the United States, has been in place for approximately 3 weeks. However, recent developments, including the alleged violations and renewed hostilities, have raised concerns about its sustainability. Netanyahu's order signals a potential shift in Israel's approach, moving away from diplomatic negotiations and towards increased military action. As tensions rise, international observers are closely monitoring the situation, with fears that the renewed violence could lead to a broader regional conflict.